While law enforcement officials, lawmakers, and medical professionals are all scrambling to find solutions to West Virginia's heroin epidemic, EMTs and paramedics across the state are receiving calls almost daily, rushing to the homes of those who have made it to the very edge with their addiction. Captain Chad Jones is a paramedic and shift supervisor for the Charleston Fire Department.
Most people, they hear about the problem with heroin, but I don't know that they fully understand and can fathom how much of an epidemic it truly is and how many lives are affected by it adversely.
Jones says the heroin overdose calls he and the other paramedics at the fire department go on prove that heroin addiction shows no prejudice when it comes to age, background, or socioeconomic status.
Yeah, I think everybody knows somebody that has been affected one way or another with the heroin epidemic currently.
Jones estimates the Charleston Fire Department runs one heroin overdose call a day. Sometimes there are none, but when shipments of the drug come to town, Jones says it's not uncommon to respond to multiple overdose calls in a short period of time.
Seems like, you know, when there's a good batch or a bad batch, however you want to refer to it, a pure batch, I guess, because you'll run. Some of the days we have numerous overdoses that we run.
Oh, yeah.
So you know that somebody's brought in some pure stuff that's knocking everybody for a loop.
Really? How often is that? Every couple months?
Oh, no. More frequently than that. I mean, like when we had them three in an hour and a half, I'd say, you know, somebody had brought in a small batch of good, pure stuff, and that's what happened. I would say, you know, every other week, probably.
One of the tools EMTs and paramedics use to fight the effects of an overdose is the opioid antagonist naloxone. Data from the State Department of Health and Human Resources shows that in 2014 alone, Kanawha County's EMTs administered more than 200 doses of the medication. After taking a look at the data, Jones argues those numbers are likely inaccurate. He says that number is grossly underestimated, and human error is likely the cause.
Our numbers are flawed, too, within our department.
Like, if they're low for what they need to be? What is it?
Variety of reasons. The guys not filling out the reports properly. So.
Station 1, medical call. Service.
When they don't enter on the report properly, so they don't track exactly each time we gave Narcan.
Narcan is the brand name for naloxone, but no matter what you call it, there's no question administrations of the drug are on the rise. Jones says sometimes they administer more than one dose, but addicts rarely end up footing the bill, and the drug has essentially doubled in cost in recent years.
If you want to look at it from the financial standpoint, you know, some of them people we give three or four of them to, you know, we give you three of them, $115, we're not getting back. Most people don't have insurance, typically.
As far as stopping, or at least slowing overdoses on heroin, Jones says he thinks showing people the harsh reality is the way to educate those who are struggling.
Yeah, I mean, seeing it, if everybody could see it, it'd be better.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, as morbid as it sounds, there's been a couple times, you know, one guy used to, you know, like, I would have the family video the patient on their cell phone to show them once they woke up, you know, this is you, you know, this is you just about dead. And, you know, you need to come clean and get off of heroin.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich in Charleston.